This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom today, and I have a word that I believe is from God. And it's a simple word. Out of all these afflictions, God delivers them. Out of all these afflictions, God delivers them. And whatever you're going through today, there are afflictions. And out of these, the Lord comes to you and lifts you up and tells you there is going to be a time when you're going to be released. These afflictions are not forever. Keep your faith intact, the Lord says. Keep your faith intact. Keep looking at me and not at your circumstances. Keep your faith intact. And I will show up and do for you all that I will do. Keep your faith intact. I tell you, the enemy of our soul wants to rob us of victorious faith by our circumstances. And I will tell you today, there are many, many circumstances that come against me, but they're not going to win. They're not going to cheat me and God's people. And if you're a Christian, you have circumstances against you. Things happen that wouldn't happen to a worldly person. And it's time to know, out of all these afflictions, I will deliver you. You see, it's wonderful when someone is on the mountain with Jesus, praising God, singing hallelujah. How wonderful. But I'm going to tell you, the enemy of our soul knows that we live by faith, and he wants to mess things up. That's what he wants to do. Mess things up. And ultimately what he wants to do is to draw you away from the Lord Jesus. That's the ultimate thing. Before ultimate, he wants to make you think, God hears everybody else, but doesn't hear me. God hears everybody else, but he doesn't hear me. It's a lie from hell. But it fits with what's going on in my life. It fits. And so that line of lies will be fed to us as long as we eat it. I tell you, God said, I am the Lord who conquered sin, death, and the grave. I am the Lord who shows up at the last moment. I am the Lord who loves you. And if you do not believe that I love you, then look at my glorified, pierced hands and feet. See that the wounds that I carried were for you, so that you would know the love of God and be forgiven. Oh, the wounds are no longer wounds that cause me hurt or pain. They are the glorified wounds that bring victory to God's people. Oh, yes. I tell you that if some producer wanted to produce what happened after the death of our Lord Jesus and after his resurrection, if some producer wanted to do it, he would never have wounds that were glorified. There would be perfect hands again, not showing that the wounds are the very source of our salvation. By his wounds, we have been healed. The wounds of Jesus. And I want to tell you today that what you're going through, he knows about it. As a matter of fact, he went through it for all of us. And he's not going to leave you. And he's not going to drop you. And he's not going to turn his back on you. It's time for us to have faith. Even a mustard seed of faith. I believe God. I hate what I'm going through. But I surrender my life to you in the midst of it. Bring good out of this mess. That's real. How many times have I said that to God? I said it in a different way. Bring a crop out of this fertilizer. Oh, yes. Bring a crop of victory out of this fertilizer. The pain, the rejection, the hurt. Fertilizer. Not something to destroy you, but something to make you keen in the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, we all go through it. No one who hears my voice doesn't go through it. But what do we do with it when it happens? First of all, we don't like it. I agree. I hate it. But don't let this destroy you. What you are going through, I've gone through. And if I haven't gone through it, I might be going through it now. But we have assured victory in the name of Jesus. And I'll tell you one thing. When people come to me in their brokenness, I could never say to them, I don't understand. Because I am broken. But he is in me. And my brokenness is not for death or sickness, but for the blessed assurance that Jesus is Lord as I give my life to him. Oh, yeah, we're all wounded healers. When people come to me, I can never say, I don't understand. I do understand. I have my own brokenness. But out of all these, God delivers them. Out of all what you're going through, God delivers you. No matter how hard it is, hold on to the horns of the altar. You see, you know why I can help so many people? First of all, because I know what it is to have brokenness. I know what it is to wait for God to come and do something. I know what it is that it's going to be all right, even though it doesn't seem all right now. So what does God do? The Lord sends people to me, just like me, to pray with, to give them hope, and to let them know whatever they're going through is not forever. And I want to tell you that too today. Whatever you're going through today is not forever. Oh, the enemy of our soul would want what we're going through to destroy us, to pack up our bags and leave the Lord Jesus. I tell you, out of all these, God delivers them. Out of all these miseries, God delivers them. The wounds of the glorified Jesus are so important. These wounds are glorified now. But as he was taken down from the cross, there was no glory in those wounds. There was only blood and agony that he endured while he was alive. I tell you, the wounds of Jesus is our salvation. By his wounds, you have been healed. By his wounds, I have been healed. You know, the gospel writer could have said something like this. By his preaching, we have been healed. No, no, no. It was never by his preaching that we're healed to the innermost being of our souls. It was by what happened on Calvary. And what happened on Calvary was something that was eternal. When I am lifted up, he said, I will draw all men, women, children unto myself. That's what Jesus did. I love those words. I see Jesus on the cross, crucified, and I see all the wounds of all the people that I know and my own wounds and the wounds that the people hear me on the radio and the wounds that are in the Diocese of Boston and the wounds that are in the United States of America, all the wounds of the whole seven continents being drawn into the heart of Jesus. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men, women, children unto myself. Which means what you're going through today is not a mystery to Jesus. He went through it. And he understands what you're going through. And he wants to give you victory. And our victory is not in our minds. Our victory is in the cross. The cross of Jesus Christ. The victory won for you and me when our Lord was crucified, died, buried, and raised from the dead. We are a victorious people. Sometimes we don't look that way because sometimes we're under the oppression of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Oh, yes, we have a threefold God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One God in three divine persons. We have a threefold enemy, sin, flesh, and death. But I tell you, sin, flesh, and death has been conquered by the power of the cross, by the blood of Jesus, by the wounds in his hands, feet, and side. Conquered. And we need to have a victory march that nothing that comes against me is going to destroy me. No weapon formed against me will be able to destroy me, will prosper. No weapon. Oh, there'll be many weapons that try to discourage you and have you say, I quit. Oh, yes. There'll be many, many, many. Oh, have I been on the verge of saying I quit so many times? I have been. But you know what? In the midst of that, in my pain, I turned to Jesus. In my pain, I cried out for mercy. In my pain, I said, oh, God, don't let this stuff that I'm going through be wasted. When people come to me, let me be compassionate. Let me be loving. Let me lead them to the crucified, to the risen Lord, that these wounds would not destroy, but become the very marks of victory. Our Lord's wounds are glorified now. Wounds in his hands, wounds in his feet, wounds in his side. Our Lord's wounds are the victory marks. And your wounds today, be they spiritual, physical, psychological, I don't know what they are, but all these wounds, when offered to God, can become victory things that bring us the love of God. Where do you go with your woundedness? Some people go to the bar room with their woundedness. So I'll have another beer. Oh, I'll have another Manhattan. Oh, I'll have another this. Oh, another that. That's where some people go. But they're never fixed. They're never fixed. Because the bar room can't fix you. Some people go to the psychiatrist. Oh, I say thank God for the psychiatrist. But the psychiatrist cannot heal you. He can't. She can't. They'll listen to you. They'll encourage you. They'll say, I understand. But they can't say, be healed. Can't do it. Can't do it. They're a wonderful voice in the midst of sorrow. They have a good position in people's lives, but they can't heal you. Only one can heal, and his name is Jesus. He's the healer. Do I say don't go to psychiatrists? No. No, I've gone to them. I've gone to them. But even as I poured out my soul to them, I knew my healing was in Jesus. Imagine, I've listened to people over and over and over again since 1968. And in my own life, when I was going through turmoil, I had no one to tell. So I had to go to a psychiatrist and pay money. Sad, but it was okay. It was okay. God wants to raise you up, not only to be blessed, but to be a blessing. You are not turning on this radio today just to be blessed. God wants you to be a blessing to people. People are in turmoil. They're in turmoil. They don't know anything about the salvation that Jesus won on the cross. They are in turmoil. As a matter of fact, they want to quit. They feel defeated. They need a powerful touch from God. And that touch comes from a Christian, from a Catholic Christian that knows Jesus, that nothing is impossible with him. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And who do you think that person is that goes to the sufferer? That person is you. And I know you have your own woundedness, like myself. But nothing's going to stop me from praying with people. Nothing. Oh, it's tried to stop me, the enemy of my soul. Tried to stop me so many times. But you know what? He's a loser. And he'll never stop me by the grace of God. You too. In your weakness, you're most strong. And if you come to the radio today as a weak man, a weak woman, a weak child, oh, there is something wonderful in store for you as you turn your life to the crucified, risen Jesus. I'm going to tell you a secret. Nobody's strong. Nobody is strong. I've heard for the last 41 years, the strong people come to pour out their souls upon me. I found out that these strong people were just like me. They needed absolute blessing from the Lord who died and rose for them. Oh, they understood how it was to give out blessings as people came to them, one right after the other, healing people, healing people. Now it was their turn. And many times, they couldn't find anybody. The buck stopped with them. I tell you, in my brokenness, many times, I went to a person, even to a priest. Couldn't fix me. I knew that the only one that could make me whole again was Jesus. I kept on going to talk about what I was going through. But I knew healing would come only through the Lord Jesus Christ. And if that's real for me, it's also real for you. Your healing is in Jesus. And he will never reject you. He understands what you're going through today. He absorbs it on the cross. He said it. When I'm lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. That means you were drawn into the heart of Jesus. Not only you that shines in his glory, but you that is broken and needy. Me too. The broken, needy person that I am was drawn into the heart of Jesus. That's why I can help people. You know why? Because no one who beckons my door will ever hear me say, I don't understand. I do understand by the grace of God. I've gone through much and been carried through it by the grace of God. Oh, sometimes it was wicked hard. Sometimes I wondered if there was ever going to be a sunrise. I was in utter darkness, but in the midst of darkness, I continue to preach the word of God via the airwaves. Nothing was going to stop me. Nothing, nothing, nothing. No enemy from hell or the earth was going to stop me, because God gave me a mission. And that mission would be gone through in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, until death do me part. I'm not quitting. I can be as weak can be, but I'll preach the strong gospel to people, that they be healed, that they be saved, that they be forgiven in the blood of the Lamb. You see, we're all weak. Nobody's strong. We all need a Savior. His name is Jesus. God wants to bless people through you, even as you go through the valley of the shadow of death. What is the next line? Even if I go through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. That's it. That's it. I tell you, he's been with me in my sufferings. He is with you in your sufferings. Your sufferings have an end. They will not be forever. But hold on. Hold on to the supreme sufferer, the Lord Jesus, who comes to you not only glorified, risen, but comes to you who was crucified, who died, who experienced the experience of what sin was, what death was, what the grave was. He understands. He's not like other people. He understands what you go through, and he has a portion to fix you. And that portion is running to him. Running to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Oh yes, go to the psychiatrist. But before you go to him or her, run to Jesus. Ask Jesus, what do I need to talk about today? Even if it is on a subconscious level, what do I need to talk about today? Ask Jesus. Send me to the right doctor. I know I have a heart condition. And I know you're the healer. And I ask you to heal me. But send me to the best doctor who's going to help me on the earth. Open doors that I find that doctor. Open doors. I tell you, one day it was on my birthday, the 29th of September. I was driving to the espousal retreat house to do a prayer meeting and healing service. That night, someone stopped in the automobile in front of me. My mother hit her neck and her trachea was broken. Her trachea was broken. It was my birthday present from hell. Oh, yes, I went through a very, very difficult time. Very, very difficult time. Everything in me was so defeated. Here I am going to preach the gospel. And here my mother is now with a trach in her mouth. Oh, yes, I was very defeated. But you know what? I had to come to the conclusion, do I want to be defeated again, or do I trust in Christ in the midst of this misery? I decided. And I told him one night, in the middle of the night, Lord Jesus, even if she's never healed, I'm going to still follow you. Even if nothing ever happens to her, I'm going to still follow you. I am yours and you're mine. I don't feel a thing, but I know my decision is to follow you now. And I'm going to bed I'm going to sleep because I've made that commitment again. I'm yours. Do with me what you will. Well, this real things that happened in my life. I'm not talking fairy tales. I'm talking real things. That's why I can help people. Why? Because I've been through the valley of the shadow of death, and I fear no evil, for thou art with me. I'm not a strong man. No one is strong, as a matter of fact. I am a man in need of the Lord Jesus Christ, just like you. You're a woman in need of Jesus. And what does Jesus say? No one who comes to me will I ever reject. So let's do it. So, Father, we turn our lives and our hearts to Jesus. We come to Christ right now. And we ask you, Jesus, forgive my sins. Cover me with the precious blood that you shed on the cross. Bring salvation in the midst of death, darkness, and pain. I surrender my life to you. Turn it around by grace. Turn it around in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.